sell that?
Being small again, no. Doesn't matter. No. Maybe now you can read it. Hey.
What?
My screen is big.
Right now. Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation. So then we can look at the agenda for this meeting.
Okay. Put some new things in the map. This is it. I don't know the shortcut, so.
Well, a functional design meeting at the stage we're in. And you also, all three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, and we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but then we'll look at the three presentations from you. I think you're prepared for all,
yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. We you also have received the new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
Oh, I've received them from some additional requirements.
All right.
And I'll have a look. Well, I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our functions will be. And then we can discuss some more closing.
Wait 40 minutes for this?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Becca, the closing, we'll not look at it yet.
Right.
Now, look at that. I'll show that to this board. Well, notes first meeting. Now, I gave you this presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So, we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors,
right,
and look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases. Not too many buttons. One recognizable button in the middle, where you do the most important functions with. And, well, they can have two functions, because you have a DVD and television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, be original, but also be familiar. It's one of our ideas.
Yeah.
Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite...
yeah.
But I have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from the tags, and well, the labeling of the buttons should be indestructible. It should be recognizable at all times.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones, and the technical aspect, and also labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting. It's quite logical, all of it. Now the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got this mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
Okay.
Maybe a new sort of thing,
but
not teletext.
It's not my place.
Well, the second is a bit pity, because we just said we wanted to include the DVD, and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
That's
a shame, because especially for the third requirement, we want to reach people under the 30 years, because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can.
Let's forget about it. It's just time consuming.
Yeah.
So we have to go.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be, well, as we already said, actually familiar. Not only just the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a real fashionable company. I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy stuff. So it's
okay.
A modern design. And it's important to know when you design.
Yes, I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we put the fashion in electronics.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have
yeah.
three presentations. You want to start?
Yeah, I think I have to start.
I didn't see anything about who had to start.
No.
Well, then start.
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was a bit in a hurry.
Okay. Well,
I think it's this one. But I'm not sure. Green.
You already opened
the
PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements. To start with these points, next sheet. At first, I tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues, so we have to focus on those three things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience, or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all of the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses it, the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot. This might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle, so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away. Yep.
Yeah. Right. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something, that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control within the same room.
It's actually being loosed from the television, because it can also be used for our televisions. So if you deliver a small click-on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control.
Yeah, but what if you lose your click-on device?
No, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
In another room, yeah.
No,
yeah.
But it specifically
yeah.
says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Yeah.
So, well, a beeping
yeah.
device would
we'll
be... furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn, so the learning curve should be very short for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user experience should consider a manual for the remote.
Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
No, they don't read it? No.
No.
But it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pick up and use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
then
you should
take
a look at
it
and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah, right.
It should always be a manual, but
and it should
be
consistent with
nobody reads all
the
remotes about a remote control.
Yes. Okay.
Well,
maybe
right.
For if you don't recognize a button, would they call?
Yeah, right. It should be there in the manual, but not to explain how the remote works.
We don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it.
Well, we are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual.
Oh, right.
Is
right.
It part of the you?
No.
Well, let me look.
Next point.
Yes.
RSE. Well, that's about 20%, I thought, but the designer should take it. should.
Consider the
yeah, consider the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be good in your hand. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right, this is the most important part. We're like the requirements that we're gonna specify, we're gonna target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
With €12.50 as production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but. They think it's really important. So if we want to, if you have a big, if you make lots of those stuff, maybe you can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
We'll consider it. Your task to look into the costs of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any information on that.
No,
well,
I know.
We'll look into that later. Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very.
I think that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important for
we
yourself.
Very demanding. It's not yet standard development.
Customers and
well, I do think LCD is more reachable than a speech recognition.
Yeah.
So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah. Well, we'll consider both and see what we can find.
Right.
We don't rule them out.
I think that's it. I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes,
yes.
So you can write.
Oh yeah, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah, right.
Simple. Well, next, I don't know who is next. You got a
technical talk.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it was my task to explain or to point out a working design. We have that here. Okay, how do you enlarge it so that you can have F5?
F5.
Yeah. Well, the working design, that's my.
next button.
Well, alright, you know who I am and what I do. So, we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to. Copy paste something. It was originally in black and white, but it became black and purple. But I think you can read it. I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. You can see.
You can select it. So it's
no,
yeah,
actually. And I don't can select. I can select the things.
No,
right? It goes
the
to
whole
the
picture.
Well, you can read it. It's not too bad. Well, this is a schematic. View of how a basic remote control works. You have basically the energy, the power of the remote control, and the sender, which is the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the now to the set, and the source is of course the user. The user interface is the buttons of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the lab, and the lab sends it to the machine. That's the basic idea, very basic. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, a key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, well, you understand. The chip produces Morse code. A specific code to indicate that specific button that's pressed, of course, and it uses transistors in the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb, of course. Then the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the very simple, and signals the signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned test.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD if we have done it. And
but we don't.
No,
but yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have some couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if we're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic, basically the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons, but it's quite. You can easily recognize the buttons. They're far enough apart and anything. It's not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly. If you look at the shape, it's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that. So that it becomes more user-friendly, and that problems like RG and those kinds
right.
of things don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much. Channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's very important to make the power, channel, and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RC consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons,
right.
And you can
make
immediately
them make them easy to
well
to press.
You don't
no,
have
you
to look and search for them.
If you have
right.
The most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same moves,
right.
But if you
can
would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's
yeah,
what makes about RC.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you can't have any every button. Under the thumb.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
right.
So you would
that's very important,
reject every RC.
Maybe you can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do like this. Like
yes.
Some
so on my mobile telephones, they also have
the
same
usable. Do people, when they pick up the remote, know that they have to do that? It's a new feature.
Well, it's
you can
have
a double feature like a button on the top and on the
but also, if someone puts picks
up and down, they'll understand it. I think 80%
well.
If someone picks up his remote and he touches the side and he's already on the next channel, that's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
Yeah,
yeah,
but right.
But in any case, the basic function should be indeed, as you say, at the thumb. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different channels, the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so should be not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's pretty
yep.
basically as you said. And I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very useful for you. So yeah, except, this is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And well, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still have this. Oh, I had to delete this one. I had to make a schematic of the thing. Well, I had too little time, but don't
okay.
do this, please. I think
we
it's clear.
We understand.
How it works. All right. All
right.
That's
all
the most important thing.
Nice.
All right.
Then Mike can give the
after a presentation.
Then
we have still time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Alright, so.
So. That's grill error.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing. The office. Well, that's not the case.
Yeah, there are different. We all have different homepage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Different links, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay,
yeah, well. Yeah. Well, I'm Mike Gimmer, user interface designer. The method, well, I used my own experience with remotes to good look at the remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already used. Yes, these are from another manufacturer.
Alright.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user center.
Yeah.
Well,
I like
user
center.
Yeah. I like user center. Center also the best.
We also do
that. Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also and teletext and that kind of stuff. So I thought we would use more, need more buttons than this one.
But we have to reject
but
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why this is not relevant anymore.
Right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yep.
Yeah. I think you can really see different from different sides, but I think.
No, I'll show it some.
You can draw it if you can.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts. So we can yeah, customize the
website. Absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company. So they cannot just make someone
front. It's not the whole remote that changes.
No, but it's the site they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it, then our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every remote. So
that's
like
yeah.
Ericsson,
you can put it
on
the
Metro,
yeah.
Every,
well, and
something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you
yeah.
put front on it, there's a hole in the front. So
yeah,
so
then
yeah,
yeah, don't replace
like
the symbol. Or the lowest part of the remote isn't changed
yeah.
like front.
Yeah.
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 Yes. Okay.
Well, so like I said, I thought we'd use more function. We had to include more functions, but we don't. So yeah,
right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less, like inject we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the Word document file?
Yeah, I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
We should go with that concept, I think. And
all right.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's high interested in features. They are high interested in feature, but they are more critical. Critical. The younger audience. So we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we, I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap, a little, you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
But I think the most functions underneath that
aren't
well, but because you say that their features are important, they want
right.
a lot, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like LCD screens, voice recognition.
Look at the numbers. the newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see? So
yeah.
We must build in something, or they will go to the conqueror.
our competitors.
Competitors, right. So, I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though
well
it costs a little more.
Maybe we could. On some calculators, you have those little,
right.
Little LCD that you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of status information, yeah.
Which program you're watching or something.
Yeah.
Those kind of things, because you also have those program recognition for your PCRs. And if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different different symbols on the screen,
yeah.
Right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example
on your LCD screen.
It could be such a little that you can click in and out, and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But
yeah.
Should it
yeah.
Really be clickable?
Maybe.
No, it's already integrated.
Yeah.
Just integrate in the to make it more exciting.
It's often like on some radios in the car, where it's walking.
Yeah, right.
But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator. It's a scroll text and depends.
Script that keeps it rolling. It's not. It's 5 minutes of implementing time.
Five
I think.
Minutes, yeah, for programming.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
Alright. We go with the LCD.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah, well, we still need to know how much that will cost.
Right. I don't know if I can find it.
No.
Well, maybe you will get that information.
We can use this board again. I think we can put some decisions about the controls we want. The issue with it. The
where's my presentation?
I understand the issue. We should have a general idea of how it's going to look.
Well, we are here now. I think these I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
So we want to have a small LCD screen. It's special.
Should we start with the most important parts?
Yes.
So
LCD screen
at the bottom. All right. We shall start with the power button.
Yeah.
How do you use that? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
The remote with the LCD screen on the top.
It's terrible.
Natural. Because most remotes have some space left at the bottom.
Yeah, but that's where your hand call might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And then
we'll draw 2. And now we see.
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you have about it. We're busy with something new.
Yeah, right. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom. I mean, that way you can keep the shape recognizable.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
LCD is like small. It's wide. It's not high.
Well, I think Mike has a point because when I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the
bottom.
So and I like to use that once on the top. So when I have to,
we're making a remote with
Well, I agree with you.
But a few functions, you know.
It's also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people. You have
Yes, but we don't want that.
We don't want that
to look like a calculator. You want to look
must be a remote.
Like our original.
Yeah, you don't have to throw important aspect like familiarity completely away because.
Maybe a bigger, better white.
I think it's still important to have it at the top.
Format, line wide.
Right, but
it's more familiar.
That's not the problem.
Yeah.
when I draw here, it.
It's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
Well,
it needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's
well.
Talk about that later.
Maybe you shoot another pen. Maybe that's better. Well, you only
it's
one.
That's right.
All right, we have to make a decision now.
Yeah.
We don't have much time.
Yep.
I think we have a few functions, and we can put the LCD above it, and still have lots of room at the bottom
yeah,
where
I
you can put
I
your
agree.
Hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well,
I
know. I'm the
LCD.
In a few minutes. Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
Yeah, I totally
so
agree.
We're two with VS2.
Well, but what did we? We
he's
first well. Decide the different functions,
yeah.
And
right.
Then look at
yeah.
The design.
We
have to decide this.
Yeah, we should summon the.
Yeah.
The different aspects of the thing. So we have the PowerPoint.
And moreover, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's.
No,
yeah.
Well,
it's
we have
job.
A power button, guys.
Oh, you have to agree.
Yeah.
I can say one. It's like this one.
Right.
Agree, yeah.
We have a power button, setting buttons, LCD window, the number buttons.
Yeah.
General. No.
Volume.
Volume control.
Yes.
Now let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
I think we should use something like this to the channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in a circle, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
also design.
Control also.
Yes.
Next thing.
Well,
on this remote, these controls are for something else, a DVD player or something.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Or some video.
Drop something.
You should put that power button channel and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think this should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RC was kind of true. When you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more away from each other.
So people have to move their hands and they get less complaints of RSI.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position
yeah.
Constantly with an hand.
That's
it's
what I always do because
all
my important buttons are
good
the same
to move
place.
From time to time.
Yeah, but
yes.
People don't like it when their buttons are all over the place.
No,
they
have
to be centered.
We have to choose a
frequency of button use.
Yes.
channels are most used within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
So the channel buttons should be far apart. I think up and down.
No, I don't.
No.
Up and down, far apart from each other.
You thinking
about
RC?
Well,
yeah,
not too much.
Not too much, but
the other two frustrations are far more important. So
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have to have volume control.
Well, for example, the power button, you can.
Oh, there you use four.
If someone is constantly zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside because. I have
no,
someone
at
the button is right. So that one can be put away.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The power button can be.
The power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
And should be right.
Oh man, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Well,
right. 5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yep.
The most important things we have to.
How are we going to do it with the numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well. It's
well,
pretty,
I have
pretty nice if we could just draw a simple.
I don't
yeah, well,
let's
go to
take too much
time.
Now.
Yes.
You decide that. You decide that. And
yes.
All right. Ready.
Well, the LCD. You are industrial. You are user interface. So I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make consensus with Thijs.
Well, consensus.
Well, it's a bit hard because we are going to be individually. That's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So. Top or bottom.
Well, I still think it's quite important.
Yes, it is.
We have it at the top, so yeah. You say familiarity isn't important, but
Well, what if we're going to now decide about the functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
That's the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, right. Okay. All right.
Right, these functions.
We agreed we do have an LCD.
Yes,
so
that's all right.
That's okay.
The number function.
That's enough.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want to do that?
Just
when you it has to recognize one as there can still come more.
If you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
It recognizes.
Alright, so no button for that.
That's
yeah.
Very easy.
No.
No. Okay. Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
You still have the pictures over there?
Yeah.
So.
You do need not or did it now like this one. You do need
then we just
yeah,
I don't
are we
all right.
Well, okay.
Well, because we can integrate it with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So just for a television, is that all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
And then here we basically
teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. We'll have those buttons about. And there are two important ones we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and less wide, and the button that you can go to A for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clip.
Those two, or is it just two, and we make
just
it left?
Just two on the right.
That's a bit waste.
Make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Or at the top. Your LCD scan.
You can put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated.
Yes.
You can just put it somewhere. They aren't used much. Not that much as those others. So.
No, they
put
can
it somewhere
be smaller and round.
Yeah, a bit smaller. Well, and I think more at the bottom. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think, those buttons?
Well, I think they should be in an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we present it later. We have it, and we design later where everything goes.
Yes. Well, any other...
Well, if you... Why go to video? If you...
Go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
to
add
the
video
channel.
You can set the video channel
that's
from
zero.
Yeah.
No,
but
my remote. Yeah, zero is a different channel than
yeah.
The
yeah, but
the
you
video
can
channel.
Set down zero.
Yes.
You get to
AVI.
Yes,
I don't.
Yes.
I go to
99. No, then you press 99. I think go to video is.
That's the button.
But it's easy to go. You know, if you are at channel 55 and you want to go immediately to the video channel, you have to push to
no,
get
you can to push
zero.
Zero.
It's more
yeah.
easy to get to
yeah,
with
think
a specific
one button. Is, I use it.
Yeah, but if you're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have to set the channels. All these different buttons.
These buttons. I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
Yeah, well,
it's incorporated with
settings.
Plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust
right.
the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have another F1, F4?
For screen channel setting.
Yeah, to of course, to configure the.
Okay.
The
OK button. you always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah.
For your menu button.
You should, I think that's important.
Channel setting menu. You always move
the
around. We have to go.
The settings to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel.
Yeah.
So, save.
G.
Yes, save.
The menu button also important.
Yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
No menu.
It's like. Contrast and brightness should be in the menu.
You can then adjust test it with the seven buttons or something.
Yeah,
because
the
right.
seven
buttons are in group
then,
if you are in the menu.
Guys,
yeah.
We're going to get to our rooms and we'll
your
have
family.
To decide things on our own, I think.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Alright.
Oh, see you. We have lunchtime, by the way. Now,
so
I'm hungry.
Lunch!
Got to do my belly.
We didn't exactly do that.
I'm in pause, sneaky talk. See you later.